All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I've got Phoenix and Yoshken here as a special show. So, there was a little bit of, hold on, am I hearing myself, or is that, am I echoing off someone?
I can turn
my volume down a bit, but that's what helped on Drexel's show. What about now?
Hold on. No, I'm not hearing myself now. It's good. All right. Anyway, yeah, this is the Phoenix article show, which is a little different. Phoenix is the one that reads the articles, and Yoshken and I are going to respond. Phoenix, go ahead and reintroduce yourself to the people that don't know. Remember, my channel got nuked off YouTube.
Alrighty. Well, my name is Phoenix Aurum. I am a connoisseur of weird and screwed up news, things that you won't hear on Dateline or whatever. I started doing this a little while back to give the Grim Lord some fresh content, and some stuff has piled up. So, with our very special guest, Yoshken, I'm ready to start whenever you are.
Special guest? I'm just some weirdo they talked to Natalie.
I guess. So, where to begin? Okay, we'll start with, one second, I have a list here of articles I wanted to go over.
All right.
Alrighty, this one is from Asia. We'll start from Asia. Man pooped from his penis and ejaculated from his anus for 2 years before seeing a doctor. Subtext, out from all the wrong holes, from Mashable, Asia.
Wow.
A man pooped from his penis and ejaculated from his anus for 2 years before seeing a doctor. Subtext, out from all the wrong holes. This is from September 2021. From Mashable, Asia. In one of the weird medical stories you will read today, an unfortunate man was diagnosed with a condition where he is made to poop from his penis and ejaculate semen from his rectum. Incredibly, the man persisted with his odd symptoms for 2 years before finally deciding to seek medical help. The medical team from University of Texas who attended the particular case published their findings in Curious Medical Science Journal. And titled it, A Curious Case of Rectal Ejaculation. I'm not making this up. The unnamed man reportedly decided to get professional help after he endured 5 days of pain in his testicles, which the doctors found out was only a minor issue compared to the problems he had been facing for a couple of the past years. Apparently, the man had been passing urine containing flatulence, passing fecal matter from his penis, and ejaculating urine and semen from his rectum. A condition so rare, there isn't even a medical term for it.
Wow.
To put things simply, the man obviously had been passing bodily fluids and waste from all the wrong holes long before he had even experimented the pain in his testicles. Something's not quite right down there. Upon examination, the man was discovered to have a swollen left testicle, with further checks diagnosing the presence of urinary tract infection, or UTI. A digital rectal exam also found that the man had a problem with his rectal wall, while a full CT scan indicated the presence of gas-filled structure in the area. Hmm. Eventually, the team discovered that the man had fistula, or abnormal passageway between his rectum and urethra, though which of mix of fecal matter and flatulence in urine and semen had been passing. I'll bring up the CT scan and toss it into the chat, just so you guys can have an idea of what this guy was going through. It was ultimately decided that the surgery would be performed to fix the man's condition, although the team warned to ascertain any reasons for the existence of fistula. One by one, they ruled out conditions such as inflammatory bowel disease, or IBS, or IBD, rectal trauma, and tuberculosis. I don't know what that has to do with anything. But finally happened across one possibility. Around 2 years before the discovery, the man had been in there, had been in a three-week coma following drug intoxication episode. While he was in the hospital during his coma, the man was fitted with a Foley catheter, a tube pad. If you know what a catheter is, I believe that up to you. Which the doctors now think was inserted incorrectly. They concluded the man was almost likely the cause of injury. This is most likely the cause of injury in the presence of the fistula. Thankfully, the surgical procedure conducted on the man went fairly well, with the procedure using part of his rectal wall to create the flap to seal the tunnel. And that's it for the first one. What do you guys think?
That is interesting. I mean, I've never heard of anything like that before in my life. A guy actually, fecal matter coming out of his penis and ejaculating out of his ass. Like, that sounds almost like a joke, but man, I guess the body can work in ways like that. Unfortunately, I'm kind of...
I mean, he must have had some Hershey shits all the damn time, because your shit is hard, right? Sometimes. There's no way that could fit out of it. It's such a weird story. It's funny. So freaking funny. It's not painful, though.
I'm no doctor, but I can tell you, I used to be an ENT. I've never experienced anything like this, but the walls in your body, I won't go into too graphic detail, are that thin that a poke could cause that. But it's extremely rare for anything like to this extent. Very likely you'd get a lot of blood, but for shit and all that to be passing through you, it's not something that happens just with a small prick.
Wow.
It takes a lot of trauma to the testes.
He did 2 years, though. He dealt with this for 2 long years.
Yeah.
Imagine how embarrassing that would be. Like, how do you go to your SO or your friends and go, hey, yeah, I ejaculated out my ass. They probably distance themselves with you or lock you up.
Right. That's insane. Right. I just can't even imagine it.
But not to go to your doctor, though?
Right.
Like,
I would have gone to the doctor.
I'm ejaculating out of my ass.
Right. Maybe he was embarrassed.
I would personally would have gone the first time I noticed it. It's not something you should ignore. Something mentioned on Drex's show. This in your body, it tells you and stuff or screw up. And it's something that like that, you don't joke around with.
Right.
I'm ready to hop on to the next topic whenever you guys are.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So we're going to go back to the United States. And we're going to go to Mississippi. From the Daily Leader, Mississippi officials, man takes free car for a ride, later finds dead body in trunk.
Oh, wow.
Mississippi deputies are investigating after a man said he discovered the body of a dead man in the vehicle's trunk. WLBT News in Jackson reports that officials from the Copiah County Sheriff's Office said a man reported his discovery after he realized the body was in his trunk while he's driving on the road from Byram. Deputies said the man pulled over on Highway 27 near 6 Mile Road and called authorities. The body had been identified as 34-year-old Anthony McQuillis.
Wow.
Coroner Ellis Stewart told the WLBT that two men found the car in Byram with a freeze car sign on it, with the key inside the ignition. The men reportedly drove the car from Copiah County and looked inside after they arrived at their destination. Stewart said the body did not have any clothes on and had been in his trunk for several days. This is why you don't take anything free, guys. You don't know what is going to happen with it.
Oh, yeah. It might be a couple of stiffs in there for you. I mean, damn, it's crazy. Wow.
Like, Like the good thing, it says, if it's too good to be true, it probably is.
Yeah.
Hopefully that doesn't get prosecuted. If he didn't do what that is, this could be an elaborate story just to cover his tracks, but the guy didn't do it, then I hope this guy doesn't serve any time.
Well, I mean, they'd obviously know from the prints.
Yeah, that too. But why would you leave the dead body in the back of the car and say, hey, free car, take it?
That's probably why they did it. Because they knew it was like, yeah, pawn it off on somebody else and maybe they'll get pinned for the murder. People do that crazy shit all the time. You gotta be really careful with people. You know? There's always like DTA, don't trust anyone. Sometimes you have to go by that because there's a lot of people that, like, oh, I don't know about this. You just gotta be careful, always. You never know who's trying to set you up for something.
Well, when you get something for free, right? Let's say you do get a free car.
Right.
The first thing you do is you probably clean that boy out completely.
Yes.
You don't know how that person was using that car.
Absolutely. You gotta make sure there's no coke or anything in it. I mean, hell, you didn't. Somebody gives you a car, you don't know what the. Just common sense, and people don't use it. I guess people don't have it. Common sense is not so common, is the phrase.
It's actually quite legendary if you have common sense.
Yeah.
Just, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. Yeah. Personally, I saw a free car on the road. I wouldn't touch it. You don't know what it's. It could be a bomb in an engine block. Yeah. It could be a bunch of things. I mean, the worst of it, you'd probably get, like, parasite or bed bugs or whatever, but still, if it says free or it seems to be too good to be true, I'd walk away from it. I'm ready to now jump to the next story. We're going to be going over to Corbin, Kentucky. I'm going to be paddling Drex here because this one, I couldn't make this shit up as soon as I wanted to. It's also Kentucky. A Corbin woman is facing several charges, including second-degree assault after she allegedly stabbed her cousin following an argument over a sex toy.
Oh, man.
According to a recitation, an officer was dispatched to the Mitchell Hill Road on Saturday afternoon in reference to a stabbing. It states Crystal Denham called 911 stating she stabbed her cousin, Michael Barton, who is her neighbor... Denham was sweeping the porch when an officer got to the scene. Denham told the officer Barton came to her home and they got into an argument over the sex toy. She borrowed it and he said he wanted it back. The citation says she told him to get off her property and when he grabbed her by the elbow, she used the kitchen knife she was holding in her hand to stab him. Barton's injuries were considered minor and he refused medical treatment. He told the officer, Denham began acting crazy and she stabbed him when he went to leave. When the officer told Denham she was under arrest. The citation says Denham started to yell and said she wasn't going to jail. The officer pulled out a taser and according to the citation, she formed a fist with each of her hands, laid her body in a fighting stance. Swelled their chest out and began approaching the officer. The officer stepped to the side and pushed Denham to where she became compliant and placed under arrest. Fucking sex toy.
Man, well.
I'm not trying to be punny here, but a sex toy. What? Jesus Christ.
Like, we don't even know what kind of sex toy it was. I guess some kind of dildo or something they were fucking fighting over. It's ridiculous, but. People have fought over crazier shit.
Well, I'll let the listeners and yourself be the judge. I'm gonna post a mugshot.
Oh, let me see. Let me see.
You got the Lindsay Lohan vibe to her.
Let's see here. Okay.
Well, it looks like she's a bit crazy in the eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, I caught that. She would definitely cut you up over a sex toy.
I mean, he had to see that before. Like, this chick's definitely crazy. Yeah, but it's good. You know what? I'm going to stay.
Yeah, that seems to be what... Yeah, that's it sometimes. Oh, she's crazy. She's good in bed, yeah? Well, but she's also crazy. They forget
all women are crazy. I might as well just take one.
Well, some are crazy. Why are we... Some are real, real crazy.
Why would you borrow that sex toy to begin with? I mean, that's... That doesn't sit well with me. Mm-mm. You don't know where it's been. You don't know who's used it. I mean, how do you know they even washed it? Like, come on.
I'll take a cue from Dollhouse Phil. Mm-hmm. If people have many partners, right? To say you can't just clean it off and use it? Not saying that I would, but it's just, hey, it's there. I could just sterilize it.
Well, TFM cleans all his sex toys before leaving them off for the bums in the alley. He drops them off over there all the time. He said, well, they're gonna use them. They don't care if they've been slightly used, and he's right.
There was they're relic now, but back in the 90s, there was there's a adult pornography store on the block, like 18 blocks from where I live.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my friend would go and go through the dumpster to find anything they weren't selling and throw it out. We would find like VHS tapes.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a little bit before DVDs. They weren't quite commercial then. We found like laser discs and all this other stuff. Funny enough, you remember what's her face? McDonald's blonde wig, like with the curls. We found one of those in there too, and we, you know, goofed around with it. But a sex toy, I don't know, man. Right. Personally, I'm a germaphobe.
Right.
I wouldn't touch one of those. If even with gloves.
Yeah, really disgusting. So I completely understand. I wouldn't want to touch it because you never know what I mean. Well, you do know what's on it. That's the problem. Are you doing?
You know what's been on it, at least.
Yeah. You know what's been. Where is?
Unless the thing's technically used only because somebody else bought it and it's still in the box, then I can see why.
Right.
So, next story. We're going to go up to Colorado now. This one's actually pretty funny.
Hey, Phoenix. Hold on just a second. Are you speaking into your microphone?
I am, yes.
Okay, well, how close are you to your microphone?
Pretty far.
It's not
right up to our mouth, but it's close enough.
Oh, well, can you move up a little bit? Because it's really... I'm hearing an echo from the hall. Like, I'm hearing the hall itself around you. It seems like you're in a gymnasium. You know how the echo's off the walls? Try that.
That's just my den.
That
helps us.
That sounds much better.
Sorry, it's my den. Our next trip, we're going to be going to Colorado. This one's actually pretty funny when you think about it. Not really in the WTF, but a pile of cleanser for the last two. Missing hiker ignored calls from rescuers because it was an unknown number. A Colorado rescue team has some simple advice for those lost in the woods or anyone else who might find themselves stranded in the mountains. Answer your phone. Lake County Search and Rescue says it got a report last week that a hiker hadn't returned from a hike on Mount Elbert. The hiker had set out at 9 a.m. on October 18th, 2021, and wasn't back at 8 p.m. Rescuers tried to call the person's cell phone multiple times but weren't able to reach them. Five local search and rescue teams have looked for the missing hiker in areas where people tend to get lost, but it called off the search at 3 a.m. A three-person search team had checked another area at 7 a.m. They got a call about 9:30 a.m. that the hacker who was not identified had returned to where they were staying. The hacker had no idea the rescuers were looking for them, the post said. One notable takeaway that is usually ignored. If you repeat a phone call. They typed it out weird, so it's messing up my screen. One moment. One notable takeaway is that the subject ignored repeated phone calls from us because they didn't recognize the number. The local search rescue team wrote, "If you're overdue according to your itinerary, and you start getting repeated calls from an unknown number, please answer the phone. It may be an SAR team trying to confirm you're safe. Bellbert is about 1 in 25 miles south of west of Denver. It's the highest peak in Colorado. I won't get into the
right
to the weeds of this. It's not relevant to the show. But yeah, guy goes in the woods, sees that people are trying to call him, ignores it, and gets lost further.
Well, I mean, some people are just stupid, you know. I'm going to go into the woods, and then, you know, they're trying to reach you, and you're just like, oh, it's okay. I mean, it's very easy to get lost in the woods if you don't know what the hell you're doing. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't know what the hell they're doing. You could go in your backyard if you've got a lot of woods and end up lost in your own damn backyard, you know, in the woods outside your backyard. Like, you don't even know where the hell you're going. You're like, oh, well, I thought I went this way, but I went that way. And, yeah, I remember one time I was actually living with some friends that had a very wide expanse behind their backyard. And I wandered out, and I thought I was on the way back, and it took me an hour to get back home. So, yeah, you can absolutely get lost in the woods if you don't know what you're doing and where you're going.
I've never become a city person. I plan to move out of the city one day. Mm-hmm. Never gotten lost, though. Like, I've always had a good sense of direction. I can see how most people do get lost in the woods without any landmarks, though.
Yes.
Where I'm from, we live in a mix of, like, forest and city. It's kind of a unique combo, but I've been lost in the woods before. My grandparents lived on the Blue Peninsula. It's not quite an island, but it's like it's an island, but it's landlocked pretty much. When the tides would come in, it would become an island. When the tides go out, it would become an island. When the tides come in, it becomes a peninsula. But there's like a huge, dense forest around our place, right? Mm-hmm. So we had gone out maybe 15 minutes and we got lost. All it really took was our dog finding us to get us back in, and it's easier to get lost than you think. Grim pointed out fairly well, like, if you're not paying attention and not looking for things that will lead your way back, the best thing you do is just answer your fucking phone.
Now,
well, it's helped that you charged it.
Yeah. Also, well, I mean, I do have an idea. I mean, when you first go into the woods, make sure to mark the first tree that you see out there. Like, that way you know, okay, you know. I mean, there's a lot of ways you can do. I remember people used to use, like, a trail of crumbs or a trail of seeds or something like that. Sometimes that can help because you can just follow the trail back to find out where you're at. And that shit, it sounds old, but it's actually really useful. I mean, if you're out there, that could be the only way you get back.
I mean, even up here, people will leave, like, notes in their car. Hey, I'm hiking here. If you haven't heard me from me by a certain time, here's my phone number, or you'll send someone out to look for me.
That's just great.
Common sense, letting people know where you're going.
Yeah.
So, we're going to go back down south to Georgia. This is from the Daily Mail, UK garbage website, but this one's too funny to not to go over. Georgia webcam model, 27, accidentally shoots herself in the genitals with a 9mm handgun and pornographic video gun were horribly wrong.
Oh, I covered this, but you can cover it again.
Yeah, well, it's It's too.
I didn't hear this before. This is too funny.
Yeah.
And this person's stupid.
I'm gonna get to it in a second, but here's her photo. I'm posting it in the channel talk. Okay.
She got that one slanted eye. She's definitely crazy.
Yep. A Georgia woman working as a webcam model for a popular pornography website. Actually, she shot herself in the vagina earlier this month. A police report calling the bizarre incident reveals. And what a witness says was a pornographic video gone horribly wrong. According to the report, e-girl Lauren Hunter Denham, 27, accidentally discharged a weapon, a 9mm handgun, while alone in her bedroom the morning of November 9th, while several of her housemates were on the property. Around noon, cops were called to the scene of the Palmerston home after receiving a report of an accidental gunshot wound. Upon arriving at the scene, Upson County Sheriff Deputy Zachary Wall immediately encountered the EMS worker in the woman's driveway clutching the handgun as well as the spent casing. The paramedic notified the officer that the female had shot herself in the vagina accidentally, the report reads. It's called Denham. Denham, wounded by a civil condition, was subsequently carried off to the parking lot of the Upson County Sheriff's Office. Police then conducting interviews with the other residents of the house. Three in total and two other presents when the shot went off. One of the woman's housemates, Jordan Allen, the owner of the firearm, told deputies he was in the kitchen when he heard the gunshot and shed some light on how the strange incident had occurred. According to the report, Allen rushed into Denham's room when he heard the shot go off and found her bleeding with blood dripping down her leg. Allen then told police that upon seeing him enter the room, a bloody Denham told him that she shot herself accidentally and profusely apologized. Allen then illuminated the officers as to the housemate's occupation. Per the report, Allen told the cops Denham has subscribers on a sexual website called Chatter, and added that she makes sexual videos of herself and people pay to see them. Allen then advertised the lawman that he believed she was recording a video at the time the gun went off. That's the report.
It doesn't surprise me with some of the behavior of these thoughts, and that's what happens sometimes. These, I don't know, like,
just the gun, like the sex toy thing. I just, an odd choice of something to get off on. And I know people have their kinks and shit, but there's no common sense. Again, I'm gonna post one more picture of her.
It all boils down.
If you're gonna use a gun for anything, make sure the thing's not loaded.
Absolutely.
Well, there's also that, like, people will say the guns, like, there's a thing I saw on YouTube where a guy got and went to a gun shop and pulled out a stub nose out of his back of his pants and had the owner look at it, and the owner refused. Stuff like that, you gotta treat the gun with respect, man. I mean, I'm Canadian, but even I know, like, you gotta know how to properly handle it, transport it, make sure everything is kosher before you even remove it.
Yeah.
That's a good way to get killed.
Yep.
I'm gonna post one more picture of her. This is from her Chatter profile. I mean, she's not bad looking. It's just really, really stupid decision.
And he stuck a gun up her pussy.
Yeah, it's a crazy, crazy white girl.
Story was one.
I'm gonna go to something. Where did I go from here? This is all the good ones I posted, but I want to use this airtime for Oh, did you guys hear about the cult leader that was mummified? This one's pretty good.
I've not heard this one.
Right, this
one. I've been out of the loop for a while, so I haven't heard a lot of fish.
This one comes back from Colorado, and from the National. I picked this one up off of Reddit. So it says, from the National, Collier found mummified wrapped in Christmas lights, seven members charged with abuse of the corpse and child abuse. Okay. I don't know how to pronounce this kind of name. I'm sorry for any listeners. Members of a group called Love Has Won are facing charges after their leader was found mummified in Christmas lights at a home in...
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
Sagauchi, mm-hmm. County, Colorado, on Wednesday. According to the county sheriff's office, seven members of the Love Has Won cult has been charged with abuse of a corpse and child abuse. They were all arrested on April 28th. The members who were arrested, it's just a list of names, I won't go over them. To the court's documents, another member of the Love Has Won cult, Miguel Lamboy, notified Salida police of the death of Leah Carlson. Carlson is believed to be the leader of Love Has Won and has gone by the name Mother God. Strange name. Lamboy told the police that Castillo Robert, this is the names of the cult leaders. I won't get it. It's cult members. I won't read them all out. It's a waste of time. Asked him if they could spend the night on April 27th at their Creston, Colorado home. According to the arrest affidavit, when Lamboy returned to his home, he had found Carlson dead and she was missing her eyes. He also mentioned that the body appeared to be mummified with Carlson's teeth exposed through the lips. A search warrant was conducted on the Lamboy home, and all seven people inside were arrested. Police also found the corpse of a woman in the back bedroom, according to police papers. The mummified remains were found laying on a bed, wrapped in what appears to be a sleeping bag. The mummified remains have what appears to be a glitter-type makeup on and around the eyes. The mummified remains were decorated with Christmas lights in some sort of shrine. Lamboy believes that the mummified remains were transported to his home in California. The daughter of one of the cult members was found in the home. She was 13 years old. Lamboy's two-year-old son was also at the home, too. They were sleeping at the time when the search warrant was conducted. The county sheriff's department of social services was also called. So, yeah, they took this cult leader. She apparently died, scooped out her eyes, dressed her all up pretty, slapped her in a sleeping bag and wrapped her up in Christmas lights.
Yeah. That sounds like a cult.
That's an interesting way of dealing with a cult leader.
Yeah, I mean, sounds like a cult to me. You know what? I've said this before, but there's a very big similarity I found between people that join cults and people that diet. Because everybody's like, oh, you gotta hear what this guy says. This is the greatest thing ever. And then people are like, oh, you gotta check out this diet. This diet's done everything for... Like, they have the same amount of enthusiasm as a person that wants you to join a cult. So, it's just really weird to me the way that people are with diets and the people are with cults. They have so much in common.
I mean, I got a question for both of you guys. What's the difference between a cult and religion?
Honestly, it's the same principles. I mean, a cult usually is secular, where it's one person running things, where religion is open to multiple interpretations.
Right.
I was just going to say that one's accepted by society, one's shunned.
That's true.
I mean, there's no really wrong or right way of saying it, I guess. Like, a cult leader usually has their own beliefs and their own system, where, let's say Christianity has more open interpretations of what goes on. Like, you can say the same for Judaism, mm-hmm. Islam, or even to some degree Buddhism has the same principles. It's just there's a different way of looking at them. Mm-hmm. Where a cult leader would be like, no, you worship my feet, and no, you gotta love me once a week, and I can have so many ex-brides. Where when you look and think about it, the only differences I want to say between the main three are just who they pray to. But I don't want to get too heavy on the topic because anyone listening might disagree. It's really just not a topic like to get into.
Oh, I didn't want it to get too deep, but all right.
Alrighty, so we're going to go to Massachusetts this time. Grim, you also cover this one. Drexel has. I saved this one because it's just too fucked up not to rehash. Dominatrix lures man into treehouse and fatally stabs him while she wrote it turned him on. It turned her on. I'm going to also post this picture in the chat for your visual pleasure. Let me know when you've looked at it. I'll continue reading.
Okay, go ahead.
Alrighty, this lovely lady is Julia Enright. 24 years old, was accused of fatally stabbing Brendan Chiklis, 20 years old, in a treehouse near her Massachusetts home on June 23rd, 2018. So this one was just one that came back up. This one is from NBC. Hmm. A Massachusetts woman was found guilty this week of second-degree murder in the killing of her former classmate. Julie Enright, 24, was accused of fatally stabbing Brandon Chiklis, 20, in a treehouse near her Ashburn home on June 23rd, 2018. After the murder, Enright wrapped his body in a blue tarp and dumped it along the highway in New Hampshire. During the trial, prosecutors argued that Enright, a phlebotomist, dominatrix Marilyn Manson fan, was obsessed with grave robbing, death, and blood, and wrote about her fascination in journal entries, with some of which were read in court. I just have an insatiable curiosity to kill someone, one journal entry read, according to CBS4 Boston. Prosecutors alleged the killing of Chiklis, a former Boy Scout and an HVAC technician, was a gift to her boyfriend, according to Associated Press. Former president, she allegedly wrote in her MacBook 5 days after the slaying. The New Hampshire Union Leader reports, I did it just for him. That was my intention. I'm also going to post the picture of the deceased. One moment. I mean, to be fair, he's kind of a dorky looking guy.
He does have a mental illness haircut, so it all makes sense.
Oh no, that's just the chick, the guy she killed. He has I don't know how. It just looks like a dork. There's no polite way of putting it.
Dork is definitely the way you explain him.
Like, he's not. I wouldn't call him an incel, but he definitely has the appearance. Like, he didn't want to call him an incel, but he definitely, has the...
He doesn't look that
beard going on.
He looks kind of like me.
He had a better mustache. It'd be better. If he had a better mustache.
He looks kind of like me. I'm laughing. Ball cut. I'm laughing.
Yeah, He seems like the kind of guy who'd be lured into something like that, to be honest.
Yeah, you gotta think better. Look at the girl. Look at the crazy girl he was with, the dominatrix or whatever. She looks like she's fucking crazy as hell. He probably want to be dominated by her. It's like, no, you don't want to go with those kinds of women. Those kinds of women will beat the fucking shit out of you and enjoy it. Like, they actually get off on that. They get off on fucking, like, literally beating men up and all that. And guys that let themselves be powerless, because, you know, a lot of men, most men can overpower a woman. But guys that allow themselves to be powerless and let themselves actually get fucking brutally beat by these damn women, yeah, well, you know, they just, that's the problem. Like, you, I don't know. I mean, it's their fetish. Oh, I want to be beaten. Okay, well, now you're actually fucking dead. So, that's your fault. That's your fault. You got stabbed to death. And I bet she enjoyed it. I'll bet she enjoyed it. So, let's go on with the next one.
I'll leave it up to you guys, because there's too many, but I think I'm gonna wrap it up after the next two.
Okay.
Can Ali be the Ali pick one? Do you want to go with the motor, or do you want to go with the suicide by guillotine?
Do I want to do two toxic? I have to choose between poison and toxic. The border, or suicide. Yeah, I'll go with politics. At least I know I'm not dealing with a dead body.
All right. So the mortar. All right. This is one that, I actually like Grimm's response to this. The other one's too fucked up, but it's funny as well. This one comes from The National. Bomb squad called to the hospital after man reportedly had a World War II mortar stuck up his ass.
I'm glad I picked this one. This one already sounds funny. Sad, but funny.
A bomb squad was called to a UK hospital after a man said he had a World War II mortar shell stuck up his ass. According to reports, the man was a military enthusiast and had... military enthusiast, Jesus Christ. Who had military collectibles and slipped and fell on the 57mm shell. Sorry.
You good?
I'm laughing and dropped my mic. My apologies, Al.
That's okay. We're a professional show here. It's fine.
All right. According to reports, the man was a military enthusiast who had military collectibles and slipped and fell on the 57mm shell. The 57mm mortar round was used by the Royal Artillery in the Second World War as an anti-tank round, though it would later be used by the British tanks in North Africa. A spokesperson for one of the hospitals in the UK, the Foundation Trust said, "We can confirm that the Police and Explosives Ordnance Disposal Team, or the EOD, attended the hospital." I don't know why they make these things so fucking hard to pronounce. Maybe Welsh. As with any incident involving munitions, the relevant safety protocols were followed to ensure that there was no risk to the patient, staff, or visitors at any time. The unnamed patient was released from hospital and expected to make a full recovery. So, I highly doubt it was an accident. Someone was trying to get kinky and didn't put two and two together.
Oh, yeah.
I remember Grimm's reaction to that one, and it's too funny. Unfortunately, there's no photo, but I'm sure if I found him, it'd probably be a fat guy.
Yeah, probably.
Ain't nothing that can. These little things can't satisfy me. Put that thing up in there. Also, put a cheeseburger in there, too.
He had an explosion in his ass.
Okay. So this one's a little more lighthearted. I'm gonna wrap it up with this one.
Okay.
After all that we got through, I think this one is definitely the most it's gross but lighthearted. So we're gonna be going to Pennsylvania now. The headline reads: State police ID suspect in Summit Goodwill store pooping says he admitted to two incidents. So, for context, this guy's going to Goodwill's and taking a shit. The article reads: Pennsylvania State Police troopers say they have identified the source of some unwanted defecation deposited inside a Goodwill store in Summit Township, Pennsylvania. The agency reported late Monday night that they believe a 71-year-old Erie man is responsible for relieving himself on the floor in the employee area of the store I won't read the street out. In Summit Town Center on December 16, 2021, and also on September 23rd. The man admitted to the acts when troopers interviewed him last week. According to investigators, he faces a charge of open lewdness, a third-degree misdemeanor, as well as counts of criminal mischief and disorderly conduct, state police in Erie reported. No criminal charges have been laid against the man as of Tuesday morning. The public pooping came to light last week when Pennsylvania Crime Stoppers posted information about the incident on December 6th on its website and sought help for the state police in identifying the man. The posting also stated that a cash reward could be available to anyone who provided information leading to an arrest.
Well, I mean, when you gotta go, you gotta go. I mean, 71 years of age, yeah, he's lucky he made it that far.
I'm really upset. Like, look at this victimless crime. The guy was indecent, unfortunately, in public. And he's slapped with a misdemeanor. For what reason? Like, because somebody saw him go full moon? Some BS.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny, but it's also sad.
I'm pretty sure that he didn't serve any prison time. I'm pretty sure they, you know, because of his age and he might have some sort of dementia or something like that going on, they probably, you know, worked that out through his health care provider and all that. So he may be getting some help for that. But yeah, it is a very sad story. And, I mean, it does happen. Incontinence is a part of getting old, unfortunately. So, you know, hopefully we don't have to deal with it, but, you know, it does happen.
I mean, it's
filled up your memory.
It's a funny place to think when you think about it. They sell your shit, but won't take your shit.
Oh, yeah. That was a funny one. Okay, that was funny.
And I just thought it'd be good to leave off things on a gross but hilarious note. But yeah, that's it. Those are the articles for since October that I've posted and wanted to go over.
Well, hold on a second. Before you,
Grim, you should probably throw one out there too, because it's your show.
Before you cut off, I actually do have one. Yes, I do. Hold on. Let me get rid of some of this crap on my screen, folks. Okay, here we go. Just give me a minute. I'm gonna put it in the server so it doesn't kick me out and you guys and everything else. All right, I'm putting it in general. I don't usually do that, but there we go. Okay, so this is an interesting one. This comes from my local news. I'm not going to say the name of it. But man removed after being stuck in a chimney of a home he doesn't live in. A man was in a tight situation when he got stuck in the chimney of a home he doesn't live in. Police were called about 3 in the morning Saturday after residents heard a pounding or knocking noise coming from inside their home in the 9000 block of Dameron Drive. Officers couldn't find anyone making the noise. At about 5:30 in the morning, the residents again heard sounds coming from inside the home and contacted ECC. The call was originally dispatched as a residential burglary call in progress. Officers responded and this time heard a human voice coming from inside the fireplace in the chimney. Montgomery County firefighters were called to remove the man from the chimney near Silver Spring. Crews had to methodically remove the wall and bricks from around the chimney in order to get the man out. They estimate he had been there for about 4 hours. He was extricated from the chimney at approximately 7:30 in the morning. He was taken to a trauma center with non-life-threatening injuries. Police are investigating, but so far no charges have been filed.
That's pretty embarrassing.
That
this man was trying his best Santa impression, man.
Yeah,
he was getting an early head start.
I guess so, but he did not. It didn't work. It didn't work for him. He was a little too late for Christmas since it happens January.
Or too early. One of the two.
I clicked on the link. There's a video of it, too. I'm watching it, and this shit's unreal.
Oh, my God, yeah. They had to remove the whole wall just to get the man.
Just imagine that, though. Let's say you're out with the boys. You have a few too much to drink, and but you forget your keys. You fucked up to have your keys and walk it off, right? Mm-hmm. So you thought, you know what, I don't want to piss off the missus. I'll find a way in. You just have the chimney. You get down the chimney, you get stuck. Don't even realize you went down the fucking wrong one. That's unreal.
Oh, yeah, that could have happened, yeah. There's a lot of things that could have happened there. So, yeah, this one's been good. I enjoy these, so whenever you're able to do them, I know your schedule has changed, but whenever you're able to do them, you know, just let me know. I'm usually available on Sunday and Monday, and whenever you want to do one of these, let me know. We'll get it going. And we can have whoever you want on. So.
I think I'll just throw the name out there now. If he's listening, I want to have Tack on the next one.
Okay, well, Tack's in. I was actually going to unmute him, but Tack is in. And by the way, I'm going to do an open mic for anybody that wants to stay in for at least until the next hour. So anybody that wants to stay in can come in for the open mic. But since I guess we're wrapping up, I'm going to let you go ahead and close out the show.
Well, thank you again for having me on the show. It's a blast. Thanks, Ken, for being my co-host and going through these with me. If there is a second time or a third time, more than happy to do this again with you, sir.
Sure, and hopefully I'm in a better situation where I have my equipment up.
Oh, yeah.
So I won't feel as stiff this time.
And go ahead.
Thanks for having me. Don't be too.
Shell anything you want to shell.
Actually, nothing right now. I guess I can throw my personal server. I'm part of the Weebs community server. We play games, watch anime, movies. Mm-hmm. It's a wholesome server. We try to insulate ourselves from the BS of the world and have a good time while we're at it.
That's
if
fun.
You're interested and want a community where, you know, you just come as you are, you relax. There's nobody gives a fuck who you are, where you're from. Just come and have fun. Hit me up, Phoenix Aurum and the Grim server, Duix.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, the Grim server Duix, which actually is a reference to Hot Shots Part Duix. But,
I seen that one.
But, let me go ahead and thank our sponsor. I'm going to go ahead and shell the Dragon's Treasure Tea. If you haven't checked out the Dragon's Treasure Tea, and according to Nick, there's a $7.99 plan, subscription plan. And he says the tea is great. I haven't had the tea, but I'm going to trust Nick's opinion on that one. The man seems to know a lot about his whiskeys and his teas. So let's go with that. And
if you like a second opinion, I've had the Dragon's Treasure. It's delicious.
Oh, wow.
And I've bought it as a gift for other people, and they have loved it. So you should go out and drink you some Dragon's Treasure tea because it's freaking delicious.
I should throw out there as well. There's one named after me, the Phoenix Down Tea. It's a rooibos. I don't know how to pronounce that. It's great. When I was recovering from my leukemia, I would come home and pour myself some of it, and I would feel better. I'm not sure about being able to do what I used to, but definitely warmed me up, made me feel better, made me forget about the cancer.
That's great.
So definitely check out the Dragon Treasure and try the things down. It'll lift you up.
Awesome. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much, and I guess this will be the Grim Lord and Yoshiken and, of course, Phoenix. Thank you so much, and we are out of here.
That's pretty gents.
See you later, guys. Bye-bye.